The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 bonus episode. This is Saturday at Celebration, and the headline panel was, of course, the Ahsoka panel. So we're going to dive more deeply into the stuff that they talked about on the panel, and yeah, let's see what we can learn about the Ahsoka series and who's going to be in it. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Razor, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So I'm going to start backward and talk about the big reveal first. So there was additional footage shown during the Ahsoka panel that wasn't shown during the studio showcase at Celebration on Friday. This additional footage included a couple of new things, one of which was a view of Grand Admiral Thrawn from the front, so you actually got to see his face instead of from the back like it was at the studio showcase. So anybody who saw that would be able to immediately realize, hey, wait a minute, I think that's Lars Mikkelsen, and then they brought out Lars Mikkelsen right after the footage debuted. So yes, indeed, Lars Mikkelsen, who played Grand Admiral Thrawn as a voice in Star Wars Rebels, is returning to play the character in live action, which is very exciting, has been the subject for a lot of rumor and speculation. Now it's finally confirmed. And to go one step further, as with Star Wars Rebels, Dave Filoni said that they reached out to Timothy Zahn and they have been in contact with him about the execution of the Grand Admiral Thrawn character once again for his live action situation. So all of that is very exciting news. This has been one of the things that I think people have just been losing their minds over, just wanting to get that news confirmed once and for all. As far as everybody else showing up the series, well, Zeb still is not accounted for yet, so, you know, they seem to be keeping us in the dark about that. Hopefully he will show up. I can't see why they wouldn't. It is basically a Star Wars Rebels reunion at this point. I mean, we've even seen Chopper in the studio footage and also this special footage that was shown to the Ahsoka folks. And Chopper was out on stage during the panel as well, at least for part of it. He apparently beat a very hasty retreat once Diana Lee Inosanto came onto the stage. She, of course, played Morgan Elsbeth in Chapter 13 of The Mandalorian, that episode titled The Jedi. Ahsoka and she had their very intense duel, which Ahsoka won, and at the end of it said, "Where is Grand Admiral Thrawn?" which sent people all into a frenzy. But we don't know how Morgan answered that question or whether she even answered it. So now we're going to find her in the series, and apparently she's being described as exceedingly loyal, just undyingly loyal to Grand Admiral Thrawn. But beyond that, like, we don't necessarily know anything. We are going to find out more about her, though. We are going to get into her backstory, according to the panel. We also had two other folks who have been rumored to be associated with the show, but it's not yet been confirmed. Now they're officially confirmed. Ray Stevenson and Ivana Sokno. They are playing characters where they said, you know, what can we say about our characters? And Dave Filoni said, nothing. You can't say a single thing. So yeah, we only know what we've seen in the footage, which is that they appear to be Force users and they are wielding orange lightsabers. So it seems like they're probably not good guys. And at one point we see Ivana's character, and I'll get the name in a second, but Ivana's character is flying a ship where she's shooting at Ahsoka's Jedi ship. So yeah, definitely strikes us like a bad guy situation. All right, so Ivana's playing a character called Shin Hati, S-H-I-N, and then H-A-T-I. And then Ray Stevenson is playing a character called Baylan Skoll, B-A-Y-L-A-N-S-K-O-L-L. And these don't match up with anything that we know about in storytelling just yet. So there you go. Ezra has also not shown up in the footage any more than he did in what they showed at the studio showcase, which was just a hologram image of him. We don't even know if that's an active hologram image situation or if it's just, you know, a photographic type of representation of him. We also found out that Mary Elizabeth Winstead, you know, she's been officially confirmed as Hera. She was, as of yesterday with the studio showcase, she talked about Hera's dual role as a leader in the New Republic, but also as sort of a maternal figure as well, and being able to balance those two roles. And they also talked about Ahsoka as being essentially still, you know, kind of a stubborn character, but still embodying a lot of the traits that you might associate with the Jedi, even though she does not associate with the Jedi. It is interesting that they, you know, do, you know, the whole warrior, outcast, rebel, Jedi situation in those little, you know, story card inserts in the trailer. You know, I guess it is just them reminding us of the different roles that she's played. Ending on Jedi, I felt like, oh, are we, you know, back to her being a Jedi? I don't know. I feel like it, you know, might have been cool to switch the order around a little bit. This is just, you know, my little nitpicky stuff. But yeah, I had a moment where I was like, are they trying to tell us that she's going back to the ways of the Jedi? She, you know, is still in touch with Luke Skywalker. So yeah, I don't know. We also know that she, kind of like Carson Teva in The Mandalorian, senses that there is some kind of threat building in the Outer Rim, and nobody else around her seems to get what's going on. Nobody seems to have the same sense of alarm that she does about things. And they also talked about how she is not necessarily going to jump to the conclusion that Thrawn is dead just because he's been, you know, missing in action for multiple years. It's entirely possible that he's still kicking around and she needs to find out one way or the other. And then, you know, there's also the question of Ezra and what happened to him. And of course, as we saw at the end of Rebels, their fates seem to have been intertwined. At least they were once they disappeared. So finding one of them may lead to finding the other one of them. Then a couple of last notes. One of the things that Dave Filoni talked about was how he was running through the lines with Rosario Dawson. And this has been sort of a recurring theme in panels that are focused on Star Wars storytelling this year, about how whoever's writing a particular series has been actively involved with the folks behind the scenes and in front of the camera too, like the actors in the case of Filoni and Dawson, like talking about every line Ahsoka has, or, you know, Tony Gilroy talking about how he closely collaborates with Luke Hull, his production designer for Andor, so that, you know, he doesn't necessarily start writing until he has a clear sense of what the environments look like, which is led by production design. Then there's also the Jedi architect droid professor who is, you know, somebody who appeared in the Clone Wars and helps younglings build their lightsabers after they find their kyber crystals. He's voiced by David Tennant, and David Tennant is returning to voice that character once again for the series. And the last note is that Kevin Kiner, who does the scores for, you know, pretty much all of the animated series, at least he did for Bad Batch and Rebels and the Clone Wars. I don't think he did for Resistance, though. I think that was somebody else. But anyway, he is going to be scoring the Ahsoka series with just a little bit of an assist from Ludwig Göransson, because Ludwig Göransson did some music for Ahsoka specifically in that Mandalorian episode. So themes are going to come through into the score that Kevin Kiner develops for the whole series, or the whole season, if we in fact get a second season, which would be lovely. And certainly Rosario Dawson is on the record as saying she wants to see that happen. So yeah, there you go. That right there is all the news that's fit to print about the Ahsoka panel. That was the headline panel at Star Wars Celebration Europe on Saturday. And that is going to do it for this episode of the show. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.